Hey guys, this is your host Nitin Binhani and a very warm welcome to my startup podcast channel Jazair Audio, where we share real stories with real learnings. So under Jazair Audio, I also have this Startup Guru sub-series wherein these bonus podcasts are auto-generated from the amazing insights shared by many acclaimed experts either on their LinkedIn profile or as a thread on Twitter. So guys, here is our bonus podcast for today.
A pitch deck plays a critical role in your startup's fundraising journey. As Guy Kawasaki says that what matters most in the entrepreneurship is that you must have a great pitch. And I will add on to say that, to get the investors' buy-in during the early stages, the founders must have a great narrative or a story, which should then be reflected in your pitch deck. So this podcast is extracted from a Twitter thread written by Imad, the co-founder of Bank Mercury, in which he shared these insights on how to build a compelling story or a narrative for your startup. 1. Before writing a pitch deck or even pitching to the potential investors, you must identify the nucleus of your story and how it could be $1+ billion idea. The story is the key thing, which you are selling during the early stages. Make sure that your story is truly compelling, and then add on the other parts. Your story should be of only few sentences, around which you can subsequently build the rest of your pitch. Obviously, you must truly believe in your story. Simplify your story. Delete all the jargons and spell out your story in few quick sentences. No investors will give you their time if you can't communicate who you are and why you matter in a few seconds. Often some of the most intriguing stories are just limited to only 150 to 250 words. For example, when I started Bank Mercury back in 2017, our story was as below. Business banking is a $300+ billion market, but the banks aren't the tech companies. In fact, tech companies will disrupt all of banking as currently being seen by the trends. Hence, serving startups first allows us to grow with them, and they care most about our product. 2. The best stories highlights: A. Why did you launch your startup? B. How big is this market? C. Why yours is the right approach, then, currently, being followed in your market? D. Why now is the right time to execute your startup idea? E. Finally, why you are the right team to execute this? Remember, you have to pick the right elements that are most relevant and important for your story. 3. There are, of course, the additional parts such as team, distribution, competition, traction, etc. to be added to the initial story in order to complete the pitch deck. But once you have a compelling story as the nucleus, you can easily build the rest of the pitch. 4. I often either see pitch decks or hear the pitches where the founder keeps jumping from one slide to another without having any underlying story that should instead be binding it. This often disconnects me or the investors from their deck or pitching. And thus at the end of the pitch I am left wondering whether to invest. The story is the main thing. You are selling at an early stage. Make sure that it is compelling, and then add on the other parts. The purpose of the story is to spark action, that is to make the investors believe and invest in you.
So, with this, we have reached the end of this podcast. Are you a founder of an early stage startup and looking to raise funding? Get your startup investor ready before even you start pitching to your prospective investors. For know-how, please visit www.jazaro.in. That is www.jazaro.in.
Lastly, I want to thank all the listeners who took their valuable time to listen to this podcast. Keep rocking, be safe, and don't forget to share.